Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday on this good day. Crank it up. On this good day, you're going to have the presence of Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Mr. McFadden, and whoever else we can drag in off the streets of Washington or the streets of California or the streets. I can't drag anybody off the street because I'm 1,400 feet off the street. My arm doesn't reach that far, but I can see for miles the beautiful sunshine, the breezes, the grass turning brown already. It's great. All right, so now let's concentrate on the weather elsewhere. The floods, the fatalities, the uproar, people missing, all of that sort of thing. Southwest has Armageddon headlines.
Well, well, it kind of is, really, in Texas and parts of Oklahoma.
It's a bad weather day week.
No, it's worse than that. Well, it's worse than that. The flooding in this river is so extreme that it's
26
away.
Was it yesterday? You said it went up 26 feet in an hour or something?
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Crazy. Oh, and two families have gone missing. They were gathered at a house along the river for Memorial Day weekend, about 35 miles southwest of Austin. The river swole up and took the house
away. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
There was a tornado and a flood, and there were Memorial Day parties.
You're like the postal service. Our party will go on. It was so bad, you guys, that it interrupted my viewing of Three Fat Guys in the Woods on the Weather Channel because they kept interrupting with updates.
No.
I mean, it's real serious out there.
It certainly is. Glad to see that you. I thought you weren't here yesterday because you told me you were busy. It doesn't sound like you were too busy to me.
Oh, no, I really was. No, this was on Sunday night.
Three Fat Guys in a what's the show called?
Three Fat Guys in the Woods.
Really?
It was the first time I found it. They dumped three fat guys in the woods to survive on their own, to teach them confidence in themselves. And it was interrupted by the Weather Channel's update on the storms.
Is this one of those shows where there's only two guys left at the end of the show?
The other one gets eaten.
That new show, The Zoo. All right, we're digressing somewhat. Molly, would you bring us back to the serious report that you have there, please?
Well, it is serious.
I understand.
Okay. I know. All right. So, just in that same area where those homes were swept away, where families were gathering, there's another 400 homes that were destroyed in the town of Wimberley. About 1,000 homes damaged throughout Hays County. Five San Marcos police cars were washed away. How this happened, it's not like they decided we're going to have a party no matter what's happening. The river rose so fast. The rains came down so hard between tornadoes coming down and the rains that there was no place to go. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get out. If you tried driving away, you're going to be washed away by the floodwaters. And if you stayed home, entire homes were washed away. And it's not over yet. They're expecting more rain today.
Good God.
Yeah.
Why? That's the question. Why? Why is there such a the East Coast, the West Coast having a drought? California farmers cutting water use to ease the drought. There was outrage in California. Remember last month when Jerry Brown was explaining the rules and why the rules were as they are or were going to be. Farmers were exempt from the new water rules. However, it appears that that has changed, Jennifer. The drought has gotten some of the farmers to give up some of their water. As a matter of fact, I'm looking up in the Sacramento-San Joaquin area, giving up a quarter of their water, either by leaving part of their land unplanted or finding other ways to reduce their water use.
Mm-hmm. And that that was a deal that they said, okay, look, we'll strike this deal and we'll cut our water, but this will be the last time you can impose water restrictions on us. So they've said, we'll come to the table, we'll cut, but we don't want to have anything else cut from us, which I think is a good thing. People were calling on the farmers to do this.
Well, but wait a minute. Let me speak for the farmers here.
I am and with you. Because
for the consumers, hello, California and that area, especially San Joaquin Valley, grows more of the leafy green vegetables that we need for our diet, spinach, broccoli, lettuce.
People are more concerned with the almond farmers. That's
almond farmers and dairy. Yeah, yeah.
Because both of those consume the most amount of water. So the only two types of farms I've heard that people were really concerned about were almonds first and then dairy secondarily.
But that's an important part of the California,
not the economy.
It's where people get, do you realize how much produce, whether it's dairy or whether it's leafy green vegetables or fruit or almonds or whatever it is, comes out of this area of California that feeds the entire country?
Yeah, almost all the almonds for the country.
So what are you doing if you cut off the water supply, you're cutting off your old proverbial nose to spite your face?
And I'll tell you, it's because of poor planning.
Why aren't they desalinating the water? Nobody's answered that intelligently as far as I'm concerned.
I have some answers on that because I answered that. I asked that question too. I guess desalinizing water takes up so much water to desalinize water that it's not very viable on the long term.
The water goes in, the salt comes out. What's the big deal?
I guess it takes a lot of water to do that. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. But
hello,
people are talking
there's
about
a levee. You notice the Pacific is pretty full these days. There's a lot of water there.
There's a lot of people that have proposed ideas about piping water in from somewhere. And then I just got a story yesterday. This one freaks me out a little bit. They're looking at serving a sewer water in California now. They're looking repurposing sewer water to use as drinking water.
Why does that freak you out?
Well, you know, two reasons.
What, number one and number two?
There you go. Specifically number two concerns me.
Really? On my farm, use repurposed human waste that comes out of the sewage treatment plants in Massachusetts. They have figured out a way to pelletize it, and actually it's pretty decent fertilizer. So there are ways of doing this. In fact, if you understand the space program, what do you think these guys are drinking when they're out in space for as long as they are? They have a way to take the urine and to clean it up, and that's what they're drinking.
Well, that's where all these ideas for
disgusting or not,
droughty for droughty California, they're all coming from NASA and JPL.
Yeah, so that's really going to be the reality. Thanks for giving us that vivid description, though, Jennifer. That was
I see it in my brain.
I didn't hear Molly Upchuck, though, so it must not have been that bad.
My mic off.
He's
just thinking of you.
So easily offended by things like that. 14 after the hour. Let's see if we can do something about the way your eyes are looking. People say to me, you always are talking about how the face looks and you're trying to make people look better. Yeah, I am. That's one of the good purposes here. People that want to sponsor the program want you to look better and feel better about yourself. So we talk about your teeth and your eyes and your hair. And this specific 60 seconds is devoted to your hair. I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's devoted to your eyes. The bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. If you've been looking at them for too long and you've been thinking, oh my God, there's got to be something I can do. I don't want to keep putting makeup. Guys aren't putting makeup on, so they look like Bill Clinton, tired all the time. Genucel uses the power of plant stem cell therapy and technology to target specifically the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, the lines. You want to extract the water. That's what this serum does. I've touched it because I put it on my eyes, and it is not necessarily like water. It's not like oil. It has this really strange, unique feel to it, and what it does is extract the water that is causing the puffiness in the bags around your eyes. That's what it does. You will love it. men and women, call 800-543-9262. Take advantage of the spring sale opportunity for Genucel. 800-543-9262. Say goodbye to the bags of puffiness. It will work or you'll get your money back. Order it now, and the folks that make this product will double your order. So you get a 3-month supply of Genucel that you pay for. You'll get another 3 months coming along with your order at no extra cost. 800-543-9262. That ought to get you to try this out. Great, great, great product. Works, works, works. 800-543-9262.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Looking for a reliable used vehicle for your teenager? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles undergo a thorough multi-point inspection by a Honda trained technician to meet Honda certified standards. And the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety named 4 Honda certified eligible models as among the best used car choices for teens under $20,000. We think that's pretty reliable. Find the right vehicle for you at HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Start something special with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle.
Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through June 1st can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of SiriusXM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
All right, 18 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jen Jen and Mal Mal and Ken Ken.
The whole gang.
Yes. Okay.
Whole gang gang.
By the way, the California folks are looking for advice in Australia as well, because it is the driest inhabited continent on the face of the planet. So they're getting help from the farmers, and they're getting help from Australia, but no help. Why don't they just seed the clouds? Everybody keeps asking that.
That's my question.
I know it is. Okay. In Nevada, a man is on trial on murder charges after opening fire on two trespassers at a vacant rental unit, and this has brought into question once again, Molly, the stand your ground law, because apparently Nevada is the latest state to test this. What's the scoop?
Well, this gentleman is 74 years old. He insists that he was justified in the fatal shooting of one unarmed trespasser, seriously wounding another. This was at a rundown duplex in 2014. The couple was in there. It was dark. They were under some covers. He walked in.
They were poaching, sort of? Is that they were?
I guess maybe they were
homeless?
Squatting.
Yeah, okay.
It seems like they were.
Sorry, squatting is better than poaching. Yes, go ahead.
Possibly homeless.
Yeah.
And he thought that a flashlight they had was a gun, so he says, and he shot them. So the case stems from, you know, is stand your ground.
So he's on trial for murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you know, he had the right to defend himself, but was his life in danger?
Mm-hmm.
Could he have escaped? And the stand your ground law says that you don't need to escape if it's in your home.
But it wasn't his home. It was an empty rental unit. There was nobody in it.
Yes, that he owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll be subject to further information that comes forth, but at this point in time, I'm thinking this guy's guilty. Anybody disagree or agree with me?
Well, there had been trespassers before, and there had been some looting before, so that's why he was checking it out.
Kenny?
Sorry, Kenny.
But he got there, and the door was, it was his rental, and the door was locked from the inside.
It's weird.
So you went in with a gun in each hand, rather than calling police.
What would Chuck Norris do?
21 after. Good, Jennifer.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is called the 888-302 Doug. But
short people got no reason. Good one.
Lyric line, this song is great. Not good. Great. So what's going to happen if you know who this is? You're going to be qualified for our next vacation drawing, which will take place the week of July 4th. And what you're going to get is a package that includes 3 days and two nights at the Sundara Plush Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. You have this complete trip. All of the expenses are paid. You get an air flight from wherever you are to Madison. You get private car service from the airport to the spa. You get accommodations from the spa. You have a VIP welcome, complimentary food, a romantic dinner, healing stones, massages.
Sign me up. Let's go right now.
So if you want to get in on that, the drawing is going to be, as I said, the week of July 4th. You know who this is. You'll qualify for that drawing. 888-302-3684. Kara, crank that up, will you? That's the name of the song. Short People. American singer, songwriter, arranger, composer, pianist. This was the top single during this week in 1977. Number one song. Yeah.
He's got so many great songs.
Brilliant. Wow. But he's the writer. He's not the performer. This is the only performance that he got to number one with. But he sold, he wrote songs for dozens of people. Born in L.A., grew up in New Orleans. He moved back to L.A. when he was 11. Three of his uncles were noted Hollywood film score composers. Four of his cousins do it now.
He's been a professional songwriter since he was 17. Studied music at UCLA. Dropped out one semester before he graduated. I never understood why people do that. That's nuts. Let's see, he penned songs for Gene Pitney, Jerry Butler, Dusty Springfield, Petula Clark, Jackie DeShannon, the OJs, on a long list of successful composing jobs. He began composing for film in 1970. He's been nominated for 20 Academy Awards. This guy knows his way around.
Can we mention another song that he did?
Yeah.
I Love L.A.
Yes, that's right. He did do that.
I'm surprised that's not another...
No, it didn't make it to the top.
Huh.
Won 3 Emmys and 6 Grammys. His album, Little Criminals, contained this song. Sort of a novelty hit, which we can start over again if you'd like, Kara, because it is kind of
There
short.
Were so many people actually offended by this song.
I know, it was great. That's why I love people. It so much, because people were ticked off at the context of the song. Come on, you people. Where's your sense of humor, short people? Kenny, you don't feel like you're short, do you?
No.
Kara, how tall are you?
No reason.
Kara, yeah.
She's probably talking.
She's on the phone. That's right. Hi, Molly, how tall are you?
5'7".
Okay, so you're normal. Jennifer's about 6'8".
Thank you. I know. I think I'm actually the tallest. Don't tell
yes,
Rich.
Yes, you are.
But
no,
I think I am even taller than Rich.
I think you're taller than Rich. Yes, I think you are. All right, anyway.
You know one of the sexiest men ever? Dudley Moore.
A short guy.
Really?
5'3" or something.
Yeah, right.
He was sexy.
Well, anybody
oh
with that name, anybody named Dudley is sexy by.
I thought he was hot, and he had such a great sense of humor about himself. And then he dated Susan Anton, who was like 6'2".
Yeah, right. He did. Yeah. I sure remember that. All right, let's see who is first in the queue here. Mike's listening in Vero Beach, WTTV. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. How are things there? You sound bright and chipper. That's a good thing. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Good. Now, again, that is Randy Newman.
It is Randy Newman.
Yeah, are you in radio?
Can you tell by listening to his voice? He's a radio guy. He's
come on.
Radio has been.
Yeah, he's a
radio. Who's not
right, exactly. All right, Mike, hold on just a second. We'll send you that qualifier. You'll be qualified for the drawing. The week of July 4th, it's 28 after. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the 3 main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely get summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsive.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendo Vice.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sure as I am here as the host of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, we are here at your service and on your side to bring you up to date on a lot of things that are of interest and importance. A lot of comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day, Jennifer will have the television report in a few minutes. Right now, though, the latest from Cleveland, the settlement over police conduct with the Justice Department on the heels of the vanquishing. What's the way we refer to the acquittal of Officer Brelo? That took place on Friday.
I think annoying is what a lot of people
Very
call
annoying,
it.
Yeah. If you really read into this, many of you have probably forgotten this because it took place 3 years ago. This police officer, there was a car. I'm just going to do a quick little run around, Molly, and then you can give us the update on the specifics. But what I remember of this now that we've sort of had this story refreshed in our mind, it was was thinking the same thing at the time, that these people, what I didn't remember is that these people, neither of them were clean. I put that in quotation marks because they both had, the man and the woman, mostly the man had some problems with the law in the past. The police didn't know that, however. All they did was hear what they thought was gunfire. It turned out to be the backfiring of a car. It must have been a really old car because when's the last time, Richie, you heard a car backfire?
Yeah, backfiring doesn't happen.
In my neighborhood, all the time.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What are you talking about?
So, that having been said, this guy was afraid. He ran. The police chased him. By the time he was gunned down with the woman in the car, and that's what really happened. They were gunned. It was like, it sort of reminded me of the movie Bonnie and Clyde, for God's sakes. You shoot this car up and... so the policeman, Mr. Brelo, Officer Brelo, gets on the hood of the car and fires how many rounds into the car?
15.
15 rounds. They probably, for all intents and purposes, were dead anyway. But the reason that he was exonerated is because they couldn't prove it was his bullets that killed him.
Now, I was confused about that.
How so?
How could they not prove that his gun was discharged?
Yeah. His gun was discharged, but there were six police cruisers chasing this car, and they all were firing.
They were
all in all, there were like 150 rounds shot in the car.
They all used similar guns and police bullets. So they didn't determine whose bullets were whose. They just knew they were police bullets.
Yeah.
But then the judge then probably got it. Right?
The judge, yes. Oh, I'm not questioning the judge's decision because I don't think he can prove that this guy killed him. I'm not saying it's good police work or that the outcome is the way it should have been by any stretch of the imagination, but under the circumstances, if you use the rule of law, you can't prove who killed these people. So do you send them all to jail? I mean, how do you do that? There were like six cars. Well, there must have been, 12, 15 police officers
involved. Yeah, who's to say who's hit and who's didn't?
So you're going to send them all to jail for life for murder? Or 6 years or 8 years for manslaughter? You're not going to do that.
What a story.
It's a ridiculous. It is ridiculous. That this kind of stuff, and I remember now, you remember how hot under the collar I got, Richie? Well, this I'd sort of forgotten and put it out of my mind, and then this comes back into the trial phase. So over the course of all this, Molly, the Justice Department is looking into the city of Cleveland and how they have, according to Justice Department, an unconstitutional police system and using excessive force. What happened with that?
Well, you just kind of told the story.
I didn't tell the story about the Justice Department.
They said there was a pattern of unconstitutional policing and excessive use of force.
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah. I knew the question was asked. I had forgotten whether they came out.
Yeah.
All right. So then what happened?
So the settlement details haven't been made clear yet. That could come as of today.
Uh-huh.
Here's why it's so important to teach people how to be arrested and to stop running because, you know, I believe we need to retrain our police officers.
You're going to train these people who are afraid of the police in the first place? You think the people in your neighborhood would stop for a policeman? They'd run as fast as they could get away from him.
But Ray was arrested and killed.
This is why, though. I mean, he was not resisting arrest. I'm not saying it was the same in all cases, but think about it. In every case but his, it's always because people don't take the arrest, and it's always because they run. And then the cops, because either they have bad training or they get caught in the moment or whatever it is, we'll never know, you know, kill these people. I mean, it's like there needs to be such a campaign to let people know that arrest is, they're not everything. You go in. You get to plead your case when you get there and stop running. I mean, don't lead people on a car chase. It boggles my mind. On both sides, we need to retrain. But, I mean, the fact that you don't take an arrest and you get in a car chase, you can't tell me that that's
my
the right thing to do.
Is don't steal cigars. Don't sell illegal cigarettes.
Right.
Don't wave guns to cops. And
they weren't doing anything.
Okay.
Their car, supposedly, according to the police,
backfired.
And then all these cops emerged on them, started chasing them.
So
they didn't know what was going on.
Why pull over?
Because
that's not their experience.
Cops beat black people to death, and quite often they're convicted wrongly and put to death.
You have
for
to realize
backfiring of a car.
Yeah, I don't. I don't
what
know.
They
just shot at and killed.
Well, but you see, that was nobody knew. All right, let's backtrack a little bit. There was a release on Friday of a black man who'd been on death row for 28 years. Another What I want to know when the last time was, and I'm sure it's happened, but I want to ask the question, in terms of what we have talked about here and what is in my memory. Every time one of these stories comes up, I again sort of go off the rails a little, and I apologize for being as vehemently outraged as I am. It's not false, Richie will tell you. These sort of things really steam me up. But I don't want to be the angry guy. I find these things to be so reprehensible. Here's a guy who spent 28 years in jail, and he didn't commit the crime. He was accused of murder, sentenced to death, and then he was let out on Friday or Saturday because they found evidence that proved that he had nothing to do with this murder. And he's black, and so you wonder why black people... I don't remember the last time a white guy was exonerated on death row. I'm sure it's been the case. I'm not a bleeding heart, and nobody can accuse me of being... We have these people who say, you're a liberal.
Let me search it. White guy...
Yeah, white guy's exonerated. Yeah, let's see what you can find. But yeah. Even if it's white or black... But this is what gives these people, like Al Sharpton, cause to rant and rave about the system... Because the system isn't fair in this case. It isn't just. It isn't right. It isn't. All of these things that we're finding, these flaws in these police departments, okay, they're human, we all make mistakes, yada, yada, but over and over and over again, and it just brings us back around, okay, I'm just going to relax in it. We live in a racist country. We haven't fixed the problems. You know, are blacks better off than they used to be? Yep. Are they as well off as whites? Nope. Not in an average. If you take 20 blacks and 20 whites and put them next to each other and think that they've had similar life experiences, you're crazy. They haven't. You can take any 20 people from any community.
So let me ask you this, because yeah. I just like to wrap my head around it, and this is not being argumentative. This is a real question I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that that's what makes black people commit crimes more than other races?
I think...
Because they're just expected to by society? Is that what you're getting at?
You know, I don't have an answer to that because I think that that's a question that really does need to be examined. I don't have an answer to that, Jennifer,
because
honestly.
The question has always been, people debate it all the time, do...
Which comes
white,
first?
Well, do white people and other races commit just as many crimes as black people but do not get caught? Or do black people commit more crimes? Because the numbers are clear.
Okay.
That the,
yeah,
most
more blacks.
People, right.
Okay, maybe the way to answer that is to analyze this situation that Molly has yet to tell us about, but I wanted to give us the story of this black guy who was on death row and then he's been exonerated. I think more often than not, what you would find, Richie's looking up the stats on white versus black.
There's a list of exonerated death row inmates, but it doesn't break them down.
They're black or white. Okay. I'm willing to bet that more of them are black than white. And so that speaks, in a sense, Jennifer, to the, I think 13% of the population or 18% is black in this country. I can't remember which, but it's somewhere in the teens.
Because it's a relatively low number. And then you look at the crime statistics, and it's a really high number.
I remember interviewing a man from Los Angeles who was a deputy chief when I was doing the CNBC show way back when. This fellow's daughter had been killed by gang members in Los Angeles because he was black and he was the deputy chief, and in order for these gangs to get into permanence, they had to kill somebody of prominence or a relative of somebody of prominence. So this gang guy shoots this police officer's daughter, kills her. This brought me around to thinking. I remember talking to him on the air. I did a 45-minute interview with him. And I remember him telling me about the circumstances in which he grew up in Los Angeles. He came from South Central and made something of himself. And that was something that the gang bangers resented too. But they targeted him because he was black. I remember him talking then about the crimes the black people commit and why the black community has this
sort of stench around them. And he admitted, you know, there are way too many crimes committed by black people who don't see another way out. And I said to him, that's not an excuse. And I pretty much said it to him just like that. Yeah, just because you come from a bad neighborhood doesn't mean that you automatically you should go out and, you know, become a robber.
Because you still have opportunity living in the
country. Right. And you can point to any number of people who are black who have made, you know, you want to go to Ben Carson? Perfect example. He came from a lousy background and did okay for himself. If you want to use him, and there's about dozens, 20 million others, not 20 million, but there's plenty of other people who have had a tough go of it. But yet you turn it around and you see how the system works, and it doesn't work well. Molly, just the background a little on this guy that got exonerated, will you?
Yeah, sure. And first of all, more black people are arrested for things they do, including drug use, than white people. It doesn't mean white people are using less drugs. It means they're not arrested. They're not thrown in jail.
And wow. That's kind of my question. Is it that other races don't get caught as often, or is it that the crimes are different? I mean, that's a legitimate, you know, I mean, that's a legitimate concern. If black people, more black people are being arrested for crimes that everybody is committing, then there's where you know you have a problem.
Right. Yeah. Hi,
so, right. So this gentleman, James Bain, was in prison for 35 years. He was convicted of breaking and entering, kidnapping and rape in 1974 and sentenced to life in prison. And he, you know, it's amazing the things that he says since he's out. He says he's not angry. It happened. It's over. He's moving on. And he never had anything more than a few parking tickets. No prior convictions. He was not even in the area where these things happened. And the one witness who said he witnessed it was actually clocked in at a job 15 miles away.
Yeah.
So in 2009, the Innocence Project of Florida said they wanted DNA tests. And they had refused to give them for a long time. Then finally, 8 months later, they did the DNA testing and it cleared him.
Yeah. So this is nothing's perfect, this system. But for people to run away and just say, oh, well, there are more black people in jail, whether they deserve to be or not. In this case, this guy didn't deserve what he got. And what we need to do is take each one of these cases individually and forget the color. See, that's what kind of bothers me. The color thing becomes an issue for these gas bags like Sharpton. And they use it and they manipulate it for their own purposes. And
see, because lately I've been thinking it's more socioeconomic than anything else. And I think people that can afford to defend themselves do, and people that can't get in real trouble.
All right.
No, I agree.
Yeah, that's a good way of summarizing this. 14 before the hour. Jennifer checks television news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
With KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Hit KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
All right, let's see what's going on. I have just discovered Netflix.
Okay. Welcome.
Laugh all you want. Laugh. Har, har, hearty, har, har. Binge watching.
Yes.
On Sunday night, we were having dinner, and it was the decision... It was made to...
Not yours, right?
No, it was. Because I wanted to... what came up first on Netflix was The Blacklist. And
I
happen to think that The Blacklist is quite an interesting program.
Yeah. Great show.
The ones I've seen heretofore have been on the plane. And I hadn't noticed that there was a lot of violence or... I mean, Spader's happy to shoot whoever it is that gets in his way. But I don't know that I saw as much blood as we saw in these three episodes from the first season. But it brought me around to thinking about Netflix and how I can see why it is. I don't even know that I could get it at my house. You can see.
You can get it everywhere.
Well, okay, thank you.
If you have internet, you can get Netflix.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So now the reason I'm thinking about it is because Gérard Depardieu. Hey, Pierre, how do I do it?
Gérard Depardieu.
Okay, thank you.
Depardieu.
The folks at Netflix want to produce a European version of House of Cards.
Yeah.
So they're going to court Gérard Depardieu to play the French president or somebody who wants to be just like Kevin Spacey's character in France. So the show is going to be called Marseille, produced in France. Yeah, right. I mean, you could apply this to most any country, right?
Yeah.
The whole thing. Here's the big news, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Charter Communication is trying to acquire Time Warner.
This one might work because Charter is small enough where they could still acquire Time Warner. Comcast was too big.
And they wouldn't own
55 billion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They don't 50% of 55 billion? And what does that do to
service?
Oh, it'll be much better. Everything will be cheaper. Yeah.
Don't believe that.
Of course not. That's nonsense. But yeah, you're right. I think this one might stand the test of the feds, et cetera. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to uplift you. And when I say you, I mean you. Y-O-U-U. There are lots of people who participate with us in brief form, whether it's facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Sometimes there are emails that come that are very poignant and dedicated to having us understand how you think about certain important stories of the day. So we're going to share some of those thoughts that you have shared with us, with everybody else, because that's the idea. You get on the. I actually am participating now in a group that is aimed at addressing issues that men have, and we're using Facebook. And Richie, I've never really used Facebook. You know, I have an account that we use for the program. I got my own personal account, and I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to it, as Kenny will be happy to tell you. finding now,
you kind of. Yeah, check in and see what's playing, going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but in this case, I have to be able to understand Facebook in order to be a participant in this group. And it teaches me a lot. And last night, we were using it, and I was trying to work my way around it because one of the guys especially was on with me didn't really understand it either. So I find myself having...
I'd love to be a part of this group.
Stay away.
Well, I'm going to create a phony account as a dude and join.
I found myself learning because I was trying to help one of these guys, and the other two weren't being particularly helpful, so I fiddled around, and I found some stuff. It's almost, though, I find things usually by accident. I don't really find that I am secure in, okay, this is how I'm going to do that. But anyway, the point is that we have a lot of Facebook and Twitter friends, and we're going to address some of your comments in a moment here on Good Day.
Attention construction pros. Do you need construction equipment? Excavators, wheel loaders, trucks, trailers, motor graders, compactors, military surplus trucks, Humvees, or lifts? If so, go to ironplanet.com right now. Iron Planet is the leader in online auctions for construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and government surplus trucks and more. All items are inspected and backed by the Ironclad Assurance. The Iron Planet guarantee that what you see on the inspection reports is what you get. Don't miss Iron Planet's huge two-day auction this Thursday and Friday. Over 2,200 items on sale featuring late model, low hours construction equipment, and trucks from Ring Power, Kelly Tractor, Mustang Cat, and more. Over 2,200 items. Don't miss out on this huge May auction. Preview items, see photos, browse inventory, bid on the items you want right on your mobile device. Just text the word LIFT to 511-511. Registration on ironplanet.com is free. Just text the word LIFT to 511-511 to see all the items in Iron Planet's huge May auction today.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, so let me start this, Kenny. We had earlier a conversation going with regard to women and their pay in the workplace. It started with a Facebook posting from someone who works, has a master's degree, gets about $15 an hour for helping people in various ways. It sort of sounded like a public job, but $15 an hour for having a master's degree. When you compare that to the demands of people who want to make $15 an hour slinging hamburgers around, that many of whom don't even have high school educations, what does that do to the value of their education? Here's Margaret, who responds. Used to be a 40-hour work week, worked in retailing, and then went to 38 hours so you could be considered a part-time worker, then 30, and then 15, all in response to government meddling. If you raise the cost of doing business, businesses will cut costs by cutting hours or hiring more people to work less hours. That was a result of a conversation that we had that basically said the government is messing all of this stuff up, and it needs to be the marketplace. So what are the comments you have along that line, Kenny? Anything?
Yeah, Carl says 99% of anything the government gets involved in results in chaos.
Yep. And that's the wages and structures and stuff, that's part of it. Imagine a woman who's got a master's degree in counseling making $15-16 an hour, and these people that work in the hamburger joints want that kind of money? It isn't right. Anyway, what else?
John says, things are worse than ever. Just look at the Internal Revenue Service, for example, with its ridiculous amounts of rules and tax laws.
Yeah. Again, government getting involved in things that they... we had the report from Katrina that was issued over the weekend that basically says the feds spent $4 billion rebuilding the old levees, exactly the same as they were before Katrina came in and blew them apart, so that if there's another Katrina, it's going to be the same result. So that was the food for thought process. Facebook.com.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.